Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. One of the very few hard and fast rules we have on the Thunder and Lightning podcast is if you win a national title, you get to be on the podcast. Like it went for baseball, it went for irrigation troubleshooting, it went for debate. Today, it goes for the Space Cowboys, the Mississippi State high-powered rocketry team, who just recently won. This is all new terminology to me, so you get to have it too. The 30K COTS category single-stage rocket at the International Rocket Engineering Competition. They are number one. Cooper Shanks, the president of the Space Cowboys team. Wesley Quarles, their chief engineer. Can I go nerdy here? Does that make you like Captain Kirk and he's Scotty over there? What are we doing?
Basically, yeah.
That works. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that. If you answer the questions in a Scottish accent, that will elevate you a little bit. I'm just saying.
You don't want to see that.
Okay. All right. As you can probably guess, you know, for Mississippi State Sports Podcast, not a lot of our listeners are going to be, you know, super informed on what it is you do and this competition. So let's just start there. What, you know, the competition, how many schools from around the country are involved? Is it a national thing? Is it more regional? Tell us a little bit about the competition itself.
So basically, IREC has about 143 people competing or teams competing. And about half of those are from outside of the country and half of those are from the U.S.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you say from outside, so this is an international competition. It's all over the place. How far away were some of the furthest schools?
So there's been teams from New Zealand, Australia as well.
Okay.
Taiwan, China, Germany, pretty much all around the world.
Okay. And then Wesley, the category is 30K commercial off the shelf. Does that mean that the rocket that you guys used in this competition, I could go out and buy right now? To a certain degree, I guess.
Thankfully, it's we get to do a little more work than that. Really, what that means is the motor that we fly on is commercial off the shelf. So the motor is essentially like the what many would say, what would call the engine.
Okay,
it's basically just a big stack of different chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it's a solid rocket motor. So if anyone's seen the space shuttle, those big white boosters on the side, it's like a mini version of one of those.
Okay.
And you can buy those, but you have to have correct licensing and, you know, be someone legit. And typically we do certifications to get that.
Okay.
But the other category for 30K would be SRAD. So that's student research and developed.
Okay.
So in that category, people may bring a rocket motor that they made themselves, and they could even bring like actual rocket engines. So we'll see hybrid rocket engines and probably in the future, liquid rocket engines.
So what is the competition? Is it simply to say you launch your rocket, how far and how fast does it go? Or what more is there to it? What exactly is the nature of the competition?
So this is where the 30K part comes in. Essentially, we're trying to hit 30,000 feet. On the dot, so no higher, no lower, and that's pretty hard. But we have a lot of simulation tools that we can use, and so we have to take into account the weight of the vehicle. Mm-hmm. We have to consider aerodynamics and everything from our center of mass, so kind of how the vehicle balances itself, to the center of pressure, so maybe the aerodynamic features like fins and nose cone. Could you repeat your question?
Well, I'm just trying to, you know, exactly the nature of the, what exactly, you know, in football, it's about who has more points on the scoreboard at the end of the game, right? In this competition, how do you win?
So really the aim is to maximize your points.
Okay.
So in each category, you're scored on a 1,000-point scale. And about half of those points are how close you get to your target altitude, also known as your apogee. So I want to say it's a linear scale. If you get really close to 30,000 feet, then you get most of those points. And if you're 1,000 feet off, you're going to get a good chunk of those points, but not all of them.
Okay.
And so that's one of your main criteria that you're graded on. But you also have a significant amount of grading for your technical report. So last year, we actually wrote a 135-page technical report detailing every aspect of the rocket, everything about how every little piece was designed, built,
Yeah.
tested. And the judges want to see that you are actually backing up what you're making. Because it's not just guesswork at this point.
Yeah. We're engineers. We got to engineer something.
I imagine it's not just guesswork.
Yeah.
So you said 30,000 feet. So we're talking, you wanted to get basically a homemade rocket higher than Mount Everest. That's
That's
a
right.
pretty impressive feat. I won't lie to you there. So what number did you hit? Did you get to 30,000, or where were you?
So we actually reached 28,639 feet.
Okay. And
So that's pretty close,
yeah.
but it's not as close as we would have liked to be.
Was that the closest? But is that how you won the title? You were the closest of everybody, or was it a combination of that plus your technical report?
It would be a combination of
Okay.
factors. So we also got the full points for the CubeSat challenge. So you can get up to 50 points for flying a 3U CubeSat. Basically, it's 30 centimeters by 10 centimeters by 10 centimeters. Looks like a loaf of bread. And it's about 2 kilograms or like 4.4 pounds. So that has to fly scientific experiments in it. And so we got full points for that. And then we also got some points for sportsmanship, going and helping clean up after the competition, as well as just build quality. We've always done really well in build quality. This year, we got a perfect score on build quality.
Okay.
There was absolute the rocket was just in absolute stellar condition, very well built. I'm very proud of our structures team last year.
Cooper, how many people are on the team with y'all?
So last year we had about 30 dedicated members, but we've grown quite a bit since then. This win has definitely increased interest in the team, so we have around 70 now.
And I assume that similar to the competition, you have members from all over the country and all over the world on your team.
Pretty much, yeah. A lot from Mississippi, I want to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people,
Where are you two guys from?
well, now that's going to make me sound
That's
bad.
one of you from Mississippi, right?
I'm from Illinois. I'm from
Okay.
Southern Illinois.
And I'm from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
What was Mississippi State's engineering program? What attracted you the most to Mississippi State?
Yes.
That's
Yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And even specifically, at least in my case, I saw Space Cowboys like in a commercial, and I was like, I want to join that team. And I went on a tour at Mississippi State, and I saw how beautiful the campus was, and I said, I'm going here.
Yeah.
There you
I'm in the
go.
same.
For our listeners again, I mean, for me too, because I just don't have as you can probably guess, I don't have a lot of knowledge about aerospace engineering. It just hasn't come up in the research that I've done yet.
Yeah.
Is there a next step for you guys? Because are there competitions beyond the college level that you can compete in?
At least for our team, we'd be staying in the college level. There aren't really competitions beyond the college level. After that, it's just the real
You're
world.
just
The
working at that
competition's
point.
making a
Yeah.
business.
Yeah.
I'll
Yeah.
say the competition is getting a job. Yeah. That's a competition in and of itself. But there are other college level competitions that teams compete in. IREC is kind of the premier. It's the biggest in the world, and it's one of the hardest. They actually look to see if you have experience at other competitions to join IREC. But that doesn't mean that we can't join other competitions. In the past, our teams competed in the NASA Student Launch Initiative.
Okay.
And that's in that competition, you're trying to reach 1 mile altitude, I believe. And then you have to do, there's a little more paperwork involved. So they focus more on the engineering design process rather than the performance. And you have to build a subscale vehicle. So that's something that the team has looked at possibly doing. But this year, we're actually building a second rocket, not for a competition, but just for our own internal testing.
Okay.
It'll give us an opportunity to see what it's like to build two different rockets in 1 year and kind of, dip our feet in the water without having any stakes of actually being in a second real competition. But this vehicle, we're calling it the research vehicle. It's basically a big dumb rocket that's It's overbuilt and it's not going to fly super high, but it's going to be able to test anything that we want to test for our competition rocket. So, in a way, that's kind of our second competition for this year.
How long does it take to build one of these rockets just to start from scratch and go?
So, are we including like
You include it
starting
all, man.
from
Yeah.
design process,
From day
everything?
one, yeah.
It's the whole year.
Wow.
Pretty much the minute we come back from competition,
Before that,
well,
even.
a little before that sometimes, we've usually decided who our next leaders are for the coming year, and those next leaders will be like, all right, here's what we're going to do next year, and they'll start, scratching out designs, and then through the summer we'll make some early design choices and figure out the organization for the year, and then come August when everyone starts school, we hit the ground running, start designing, start simulating. Really, the design process goes up through November, and by December we're starting to build things. We do what's called layups. So our structures team will take like sheets of carbon fiber, put them on plates, and cure them into solid pieces. That will go through December and January, and by February we should be gluing all the pieces together and getting ready for launch, doing hardware in the loop testing, basically setting the rocket on the ground, seeing that everything works.
What's the cost of one of these rockets from start to finish? How much would it cost to put one of these together?
Okay, so that's my job. I'm the kind of budget
I
advisor
got you.
for the team. So basically for the year, we expect around a $30,000 budget.
Okay.
But if you include material costs, it can skyrocket because we actually get a lot of our material donated.
Okay, that makes sense though.
Carbon fiber is not cheap.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I know all about that here at fourth podcast that I do. For Mississippi State, obviously you guys are the national champions in this event. Mississippi State's aerospace engineering program, if I recall correctly, that's a program that was it, I don't know if it was not available for a few years and they brought it back, or if it's just been one of those things that they've had around, since the beginning. I could be wrong about that, and don't hold me to it. But nationally, how respected is the Mississippi State aerospace engineering program?
So our aerospace program has actually been around for a long time, and I would
Okay.
say that they're fairly well renowned. I've always heard that great engineers come out of Mississippi State, and at least in my college searching, when I was looking up schools for aerospace engineering, Mississippi State was definitely one of the top ones. So now, from my personal experience, I've learned quite a bit, and I feel a lot more prepared for the industry. So I think, at least as far as I'm concerned, it's been a great program.
Cooper, you agree?
I will say I'm in mechanical engineering. And engineering overall at State, I mean,
It's an
it's
engineering
amazing.
school, yeah.
But yeah, aerospace, I mean, that's why I joined Space Cowboys. I was in aerospace from the beginning. And it's a really great program.
Final question. It's the most important one. Does Ole Miss compete in this?
Thankfully, no.
Ah!
No,
They
they
have
don't.
the guts to show up. That's what we
I know. I
know.
say thankfully. Actually, I wish they did so we could beat them in one more competition.
Well, I mean, they don't have the brain power for this one, so we'll let them stick to whatever it is that they're doing up there in Oxford. Cooper, Wesley, really appreciate your time today, man. This was a really fun discussion, and good luck and continued success.
Right. Thank you very
Thank you. We
much.
appreciate it.
All right, this has been the Mississippi State Space Cowboys, Cooper Shanks, Wesley Quarles, another national championship at Mississippi State. Remember the promise, if your organization wins a national championship, please, we will have you on the podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. See you next.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.